Awesome. All right. So this is our homepage. We did need to change this summer because after last year and we got lots more public attention, then we wanted to make this more appropriate to anyone that came to our site. So it is different. It does have what our primary responsibilities are. And then we spotlight some of our videos on here. Now, this graphic here, we'll get into more detail when we jump over to our grid and market dashboards, which, again, show what the state of the grid is. So I will just jump over there right quick. This is available a couple of different ways. If you go over under market participants, you can find this if you click on market participants. And here is strictly for those that are in the marketplace. So we do have these three graphs here, these dashboards, and you'll also see that there's a lot of drop downs here. Under market rules, this is if you wanted to quickly go to one of the protocol sections or to the revision request. We also have a running calendar here for our market participants. And then, again, we can click over here to find some of our displays, as we call them, not the actual dashboards, as we were looking at. You can also use the quick links at the bottom. These will also take you quickly to different areas. So if we go back over here to the dashboards, again, these are a presentation in itself, how to read these, but this is a running look at today and how we're doing on the load versus demand. And we're doing really well today, so it looks great. This number here also tells us what we're sitting at as far as reserve. So reserve is very good right now. Yeah, I'll jump back over here to the market rules section. Again, we did change our navigation. Everything is top navigation now instead of the side navigation. Here, if you just scroll down and kind of highlight over this, you can see these are our different areas. So here is all our news and publication. You click on the in the sections. You can tell, you can go directly to one of those sections and see where our, like the news releases are located. We also love to keep all of our data. So you can click on the view other years and you can see that these go all the way back to 2002. So the archives are available. And Doug will talk just a little bit about the request in just a moment if you can't find something here. All right, our training section, that is under services as well. So services and training. There's a couple of different ways that you can get here again. If you want to see an overview of all of our courses, just simply click here. These are all of our upcoming training in person. And then we have all of our web-based training, which is 24/7. All right, for our market participants. So as I mentioned here, again, we have this devoted to them. And if they wanted to jump over and see all of the dashboards, again, these big buttons that are located on the different landing pages, that will take you back to these dashboards. Now there's another portion of our site, which is our secure site. It's the MIS section. And since this is secure, I'm not going to go over that, but I did want to point out one other thing here, and that is what we call our EML, which stands for ERCOT Market Information List. So if you look at our EML, this is basically everything that we are required by protocol or by other binding documents to post on our website. And if you go in here and you're looking for something, let's say we're looking for a wind report, we just click in here and it returns everything related to wind. Okay. Now, if you want to look at a specific, let's say the integration report, you click on it, it will take you to this particular wind report. If it is public, then it will share, it will show you those, it will show you the actual reports themselves. If this was secure certified, you would see a little button here, however, that says you're not qualified to see that. Now, one other thing that lots of people question us about too is, you know, what does all this stuff in here mean? So if I click on here, this information, this all tells me information about this particular wind integration report. So this came from this rule, which is Nodal Protocol 4.2.25. And so you'll look over here and see that there are other related reports that also go with this report as well. And then if you wanted to, you could actually open up that particular protocol to find out where that is located in the protocol.